My husband asked me to marry him the day I was 16. And I went to school, and I always had a, my mother was hard on us. She made us toe the line, and so did my daddy. And they never spoke but one time, and no more. And you better do it that one time. So, one time I wanted to spend the night with a girl and her people. It was wild going on in that house, but of course I didn't know that. My mother knew that, and I didn't know that. Now I like this girl, she's in class with me. And I said, I want to go home and spend the night with her. My mother said, if you put your foot over the threshold of that door, your hide won't hold shucks. And there's some more slang. Your hide won't hold shucks. I didn't go. Well, after I married, my husband told me what went on up there that night. No matter whether I had been participating or not participating, my reputation would have been ruined. And my mother knew what she was doing. So one day when I was 13, we had the schoolhouse on the hill. You saw that old schoolhouse up there. That used to be, it was a brick, a plank building up there, and the lightning struck it. And then they built that one up there, and lightning was always bad by striking those on the hill, so then moved one down here. And they taught the churches, and when the lightning struck it, to look, get the other one finished. Well, one day I was coming down that hill, and there was a, back in that day, they didn't have concrete and things, and the hill was muddy. And they used to have a long, or they'd form a long line with kids just with plate, you know, a plate different than the way they do now. And it popped a wheel. And somebody would be hit this end, and it'd be a long line of you holding hands, and they'd give it one big twist, and the one on the end would fall off and go roll down the hill. They'd pop the whip, pop him off once on the end. So they popped me off, and I rolled down the hill. And wonder we didn't get killed, but we didn't. So it was pouring down rain, and Noah had a long hand, a parasol with a crooked hook like that. And he was devilish, and he hooked that parasol around my ankle, and I fell down in the mud and rain. I got up and I told him, you don't have, he was a baby. I said, you don't, and he was from a fine family. I said, you don't have one spark of principle. You are the worst, low-downest man I ever saw in my life. And I said everything. Next day I went back to school and I couldn't put my books in the desk. Apples, oranges, chewing gum, candy, everything else. Spilled the whole desk inside. I couldn't put a book in there. I had long curly hair that I could put under me that way. And I wore a red bow right back here. And when I put my hair, I tied it back with that red bow and it hang down my waist. I didn't let it hang all over me like that. And he'd reach over, my hair curled clear to my scalp. He'd reach over and catch one of my curls and put a note in it. Throw it back over my shoulder. I'd borrow his knife and write a note, stick between the blades, give it back to him. Well, we fell out. And they had horses and buggies, and his horse's name was Dan. What's your first name?
Ed.
What?
Ed.
What?
Edward.
Edward. I got a, my daddy's name was Dan. My brother's name is Dan.